Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and we're pleased to welcome the newest safety for the Philadelphia Eagles, Malcolm Jenkins, who officially signed his 3-year contract on Wednesday. And Malcolm, you're originally from the New Jersey area. Does this feel like a homecoming for you?
It does. I got a lot of excited family and friends. My phone was blowing up yesterday when the news came out, and it does feel like I'm back home.
All right, so you're from Piscataway, New Jersey,
right?
It's kind of Giants country. A little bit. So for the family and friends that are there, do you have to pull them over?
My house was a Giants house, and the only reason I say that is because my dad loved the Giants. So naturally, I grew up hating the Giants. So I kind of was already an Eagles fan growing
there
up.
There we go. We welcome you right here. Right there. So who were your influences growing up? You were a football star at Piscataway. You were a track star as well. Who were the influences on your early life that got you into athletics?
Well, my dad is the first one who got me into it. He was kind of that dad in the neighborhood that got everybody into sports. He threw us all balls. We all out there running routes. He took everybody to practice and brought them back. And Dwayne Gratz, who grew up right across the street from me, is actually with the Jaguars right now. And then Stephen Miller's on a practice squad with the Lions, and all of those are within a block radius, and all of them, my dad had a direct impact on. So he was my first one. And then once I got to high school, I had a coach, Larry Lester, who really just poured into me and showed me how, sometimes when you're trying to be great, it's going to be a lonely road, and it'd just be me and him out there doing drills, coming in early, doing all the things that it took to be great. And he really instilled those values in me early, and that carried out throughout my career.
So why did you choose to go to Ohio State? Growing up in the New Jersey area, having the close ties, what brought you out to one of the obviously preeminent college football programs?
Right. I think it came down to Virginia Tech, Rutgers, and Ohio State. Virginia Tech basically told me that they had 6 corners, and they were going to sign the first 2 that signed. So I X'd that. And it came down to Rutgers and Ohio State, and I really had to debate hard on if I wanted to stay home and go to Rutgers or if I wanted to get out. I think part of me wanted to get out of the state and just kind of, move out. And Rutgers, I had witnessed them getting beat up a lot, growing up. And Shiano had just got there. And I really believed that he was going to turn that team around. But I decided to go to Ohio State, which was a good choice for me.
Now, it's a shame that you're not an offensive player. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because you apparently are an outstanding dancer. Something that you did at Ohio State.
Oh, you're talking about my stepping.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I'm a member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity, so you got to know how to step a little bit. But I wouldn't call it dancing. I'm not a dancer with the stars type of guy.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So there's a difference there.
Big difference.
So now, if you score in the end zone here in Philly, you take a pick 6 to the house.
Right.
You have something up your sleeve. Do you have something that you would be able to roll out?
I might. Yeah. I got some up my sleeve. I can bring my college days back.
Now, you go from Ohio State, where you were so close to winning the championship.
Right, twice.
Twice. You go to your first year in the NFL, rookie season, and you get to win the Super Bowl. What was it like for you to be so close, to be on the precipice of being a champion, and to finally get over the hump?
The first thing I noticed after we won the Super Bowl is, the 2 times that I lost the national championships in college, when once the game's over, there's confetti everywhere. And it's in the opposite color of what you're wearing. So it's the other team's color. So and then you go in the locker room and stuck to your cleats, it's stuck to your pads, stuck to your skin. And that stuck with me. So I remember when we won the Super Bowl, the first thing I thought was, like, this confetti is for me. Like, it's for us. And it was, it was an amazing feeling. My parents got to come down on the field. For that to be my rookie season, everything was just a blur. And, those memories don't leave you at all.
So, Malcolm, you were a first-round pick, come out of Ohio State. After your first season, the Saints come to you and ask you to move to safety. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you?
I knew it was one of those they needed me to from a roster standpoint. But I was excited because it was an opportunity for me. When I came in, even though I was a first-round pick, we had Jabari Greer and Tracy Porter who were playing. They had good seasons at that 2009 year. So it was hard for me to crack the starting lineup behind them. And then going into the 2010 season, Darren Sharper was on PUP for the first 6 weeks. So they needed somebody to play that free safety role, and they asked me to do it. And I really took it with open arms, and I had a great season that year because I was able to steal once on third down. Once Sharper came back, go down to the nickel, play a little bit of corner, cover the slot, and move around. And I think that's when I'm at my best. And So, you know, I really embraced it, and it's been something I've been trying to learn ever since, because naturally I wasn't a safety, and so I think every year I'm trying to find something in my game to get better at.
So how much do you think that versatility has helped you down the line? Especially, I think that's one of the biggest reasons why the Eagles targeted you in the first place.
Right. Some wise man told me when I got in the league early, the more you can do, the longer you'll stay in. And that's one thing I always pride myself in, is that I can be the quarterback of the defense. I can sit in the post, get everybody lined up and have range and cover everybody's trails. But then I can also get in the box, blitz, cover tight ends, receivers, whatever you need me to do. I'm like the utility man, you know.
So you were captain of Ohio State.
Right.
You were captain for the Saints.
Right.
How important is leadership, especially when you're that last line of defense? And as you said, you're the guy that's making the calls. You're the one getting the traffic,
right,
so to speak.
I mean, every successful team I've ever been on has had great leaders. And that's from the coaches all the way down to your captains, to the unit leaders, to, you know, just your individual positions. And you got to have that leadership, you know, and that's wherever your leaders are taking you, that's where you're going to go. So I pride myself in really being a lead by example type of guy, and I'm never going to ask anybody to do something that I wouldn't do. So that's important to me. And like I said, every time I've been on a successful team, it's been because of strong leadership. I've been around the Drew Breeses, the Jonathan Vilmas. Troy Smith, when I was in college, was a big thing. And Jim Tressel obviously had a big impact on my life. And I got to see what leadership really means to a team.
So, Malcolm, you get to be a free agent. What did it mean that the Eagles came out of the gate and said, Malcolm, you're our number one target. We want you to be an Eagle. What did that mean to you?
I mean, that meant a lot, you know, because that really showed me that, they did their homework. They knew what I could bring as a player, and they believed in me as a player. And for them to come out the gate showing that much interest, it really won my heart really early in the process. And, you know, we let it wait a little bit just to see what was out there. But that's why we signed so quick, and it really wasn't much to think about.
So fans want to know what they're going to get from Malcolm Jenkins. Can you give them a little scouting report on what to expect?
You know, like I said, I'm a very, very versatile player, so you'll see me moving around a little bit. I'll be the leader back there. I'm going to control the traffic. And I'm going to give you my heart day in and day out, week in and week out. That's just how I'm built. I take this football stuff very serious, just like you guys do. So I invest a lot in the community, too. Everywhere I go, whether it be Columbus, Ohio, in college, New Orleans, I pour out into the community just because you guys give so much to us. It's only right that we give back. So I look forward to bringing my foundation, the Malcolm Jenkins Foundation, to Philly and the Jersey area, and pouring back into the community.
Malcolm, last question. I know it's been a very busy day for you. What was it like going against the Chip Kelly offense in the playoff game? So obviously we got to put those memories behind us here in Philadelphia, but now that you're an Eagle, now that you're in Midnight Green, what was it like going against the Chip Kelly offense?
It was nerve-wracking preparing for it, you know, because you got the tempo and then the multiple looks, and then they have all of these electric players that they get in space, and you got to know what your matchups are going to be and feel comfortable with those matchups. So all week they had about three offenses in practice. They run a play and the next offense goes. So we went through about 10 plays in very, very short amount of time. So that's how we had to get prepared for it. And it was, you know, we really exaggerated it. So we were ready for the pace once we got into the game. But then we played well early, but then they had a surge late in the game. And I think they took the lead, didn't they? Yeah, late in the game. And it's only a matter of time before those playmakers are going to make plays. You know, they get them in open space. They hit some balls down over top of the defense. And a quick strike offense, they're never out of reach.
Malcolm Jenkins, congratulations. Can't wait to see you bring that leadership, that experience, that playmaking bill to Philadelphia to make this defense better. And hopefully you can bring a championship here to Broad Street. So, Malcolm, thank you very much for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.